KSRN News, I'm John Scott. People in Middle Tennessee are taking stock after tornadoes Saturday killed six people and sent dozens to hospitals.
Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell says at least 20 buildings in the region collapsed and many more were damaged in Saturday's severe weather that spawned multiple tornadoes. Greg Chance learned that his co-worker and friend Joseph Dalton was one of three victims killed north of Nashville.
I'm thankful that we're all alive, but what hurts me more than anything is he lost his life.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee spoke to reporters after touring damage in the area.
It's really painful to watch, especially at Christmas season. But again, there's a great wave of hope when you watch Tennesseans come alongside.
I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israeli forces battling Palestinian terrorists in Gaza's two largest cities. Civilians are still trapped in fighting even after hundreds of thousands have fled to other parts of the besieged territory. Israel has pledged to keep fighting until it removes Hamas from power, dismantles its military capabilities, and returns all of the hostages taken by terrorists during Hamas' October 7th surprise attack into Israel. Airports and highways expected to be busier this Christmas season than they were a year ago.
The Auto Club AAA predicts that 115 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles away from home over the 10 days starting right before Christmas. That's about a 2% increase over last year, but not quite as many as in 2019, the last holiday season before the pandemic. AAA predicts most of those people will travel by car, and they'll enjoy slightly lower gasoline prices compared to a year ago. According to government data, airfares are also down a bit from high levels last year. Bob Agner reporting.
And the Dow ahead 80 points now, the NASDAQ losing 15 points. This is SRN News. The gospel is spreading in Egypt.
That country does not welcome big Christian evangelistic events, but Dr. Michael Youssef managed to hold one in Cairo last month, and the results were encouraging. The popular Egyptian-American pastor tells the Christian Post that more than 17,000 people turned out, and thousands of them made professions of faith. Youssef says, quote, "There was such a presence of the Holy Spirit in Egypt as we have never experienced before." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Republican Missouri lawmakers renewing their call to allow homicide charges against women who have abortions. Measures that would accomplish that have been introduced in both chambers of the state's legislature for consideration in the session that begins in January. It's a step that no state has taken since the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade last year caused rapid shifts in the nation's abortion landscape. This is SRN News. At a gathering of the New York Young Republican Club Saturday, former President Trump said the prosecutions against him are only designed to hurt him politically.
They're weaponizing law enforcement for high-level election interference because we're beating them so badly in the polls. And, you know, one thing about running, I think probably, historically, if they wanted to run against me, they wouldn't have indicted me four times. Do you agree? And civil suits also. We don't even talk about them.
The former president says he's decided against testifying for a second time in his New York civil fraud trial. The Supreme Court refusing to take up a case about whether state and local governments can enforce laws banning conversion therapies for LGBT children. Three conservative justices dissented. The court turned away an appeal from Washington where the law has been upheld. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.